Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
it. If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome up front with Alan Brazil, and it's old Porky Parry with me. Mike, we got to look back. I don't really want to look back, but the Champions League disaster.
Well, listen, Al, welcome, and it's good to be here again. Love doing it with Audio Boom.
Well, you're fortunate, you know. You're very fortunate after your last one.
Do you mind? I mean, they are the voice of the nation in many ways, and I'm delighted to be part of the voice of the nation.
What the Celtic nation, me being a jock, you being Welsh.
I think we're a United Kingdom, Al. That's why we're called the United Kingdom. We're not going to get into
Manchester United, get on with it.
Now, listen, it's not just Manchester United I want to tell you about. I looked at the league of performance by the domestic clubs in Europe, across Europe, this week, OK? And believe it or not, the English clubs have done the very worst they've ever done. Of our four clubs who played this week, we had one victory and three defeats. That's 3 out of 12, 25% return. Other nations, and Spain right at the top, are getting something like 75% return, OK? Why have we become so poor in Europe, Al? Why is it that...
I know why.
Well, go on.
I'll tell you why. We don't have bacon sandwiches, we don't have fry-ups anymore, we don't have a few pints after the game anymore. And I will tell you why.
Yes.
Late 70s, early 80s, we ruled Europe.
Yes.
From Everton, from Liverpool, to Forest, to Ipswich, to Villa.
Yeah.
What was wrong with our diets then?
No, well, there's nothing wrong with the diets, Al, but you're going back to decades ago.
What's changed?
Well, what has changed, Al, is that the professionalism of the game has increased amazingly. I mean, in terms of diet, in terms of lifestyle.
Oh, so in the 70s and 80s, the Spaniards weren't having olive oil on the salad?
Yes, they
were.
What
has changed? We have changed. That's the problem.
No.
We're not used to that food.
No, Al, what has happened is that though we have changed, they've changed for the better. I mean, for instance...
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't.
No,
they're doing the same. They're on the same diet.
No, they're not.
They're so-called, we live better. Well, we didn't live right, but we had bigger hearts.
Okay.
And we beat them. We ruled Europe.
All right. Well, can I tell you one constituent of a diet that the Continentals definitely don't include, and we do, and that is the presence of alcohol.
Oh, so Bayern Munich, Germany,
Excuse me, they
don't drink?
Well, not.
Have shot you down in flames again.
No, you haven't shot me down in flames. No, don't give me that. You know, don't give me this analogy.
I have been next
to
Messi in a bar in Barcelona. San Miguel, por favor. I've heard him say.
Lionel Messi?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I can't believe that.
Absolutely.
Lionel Messi has just had a tattoo sleeve put onto his left arm. Looks ridiculous because he is the boy next door. Why do footballers keep having tattoos on their arm? Let's talk more about how the teams are performing, right? Now, why, for instance, on night one, two Manchester clubs, north of England, I say the northwest of England is the capital of football in this country.
Rubbish.
Disaster.
Rubbish.
Second night, two London clubs, Chelsea and Arsenal. One fails, one wins. What is going on, Al? Why, I'm seriously asking you, as a winner of European titles, can't the English players keep up anymore? Not the English players, but the players play for England teams.
Arsene Wenger, six changes, leaves out Cech. Why would you leave Cech out?
I've no idea. He left out the spine of the team.
Why would you leave it? I think Wenger has lost the plot. I am now thinking it is time for change. Let me ask you, Porky.
Yep.
In the years of the Premier League, had Fergie or Jose Mourinho been manager of Arsenal, would they have won a Premier League by now?
Oh, of course they would.
There you go.
I mean, absolutely, certainly.
There you go.
They would have done.
He's too stubborn. Wenger's too stubborn.
Well, Gary Neville called him stubborn, which I thought was very brave, really.
Him arrogant. Sorry, I called him stubborn.
Yes, you
he
did.
He called him arrogant.
That's absolutely right. It was somebody else on the panel, and Gary did say he was...
Why is
there
someone who's got so much time in his hands gets things wrong?
No, I don't get things wrong, Al. It's just I have a multiplicity of thoughts going through my head at most times. Now, what I wanted to say to you was about the Arsenal issue is this. And I have a crucial factor. A Davito here, which means the main fact.
That was Danny.
Why is it that Arsene Wenger will not start Theo Walcott, who is England's best player? Why won't he start him?
He's England's best player.
He's England's best player.
Away you go.
Well, who's better than him?
What, does he play every week?
Which English player?
Does he play every week?
Because Arsene Wenger won't start him every week.
I'm talking about for England. Does he play regular for England?
Well, he plays when England play.
No, he doesn't. Not
yes,
every
he does.
Game. No, he doesn't.
Well, hang on. He scored two goals, didn't he, in his last international
report? He doesn't play every game. He can't be the best England player.
All right. Well, let me put this to you then. Let me put this to you. When Arsenal played in the Champions League this week, they played in a ground in Croatia, in Zagreb, where Theo Walcott scored a hat-trick for England in 2007.
Did I not score two in that very ground for Tottenham in the UEFA Cup 84 when we won it? I think I did.
Oh, did you really?
So don't start telling me about grounds, Porky.
Excuse me. I know all about grounds. I know about that ground because I was there the night that Theo Walcott scored three
goals.
Actually,
I might have played in Split. You might be right. I think I played in Hajax Split.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, yeah. And, you know, all I need now is a story about, you know, your debut in Europe in Barcelona at the new Camp Nou, watching all the opposition players disappearing into the chapel to give it a Hail Mary.
Say
before,
a wee prayer, yes.
Did you give it a Hail Mary?
I did, but I didn't go into the chapel.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry,
fine.
Mr. Producer.
And anyway, listen, can I just say, I just can't understand why Arsene Wenger is not utilising Theo Walcott as a supreme talent, which he is.
Well, look, right, Jack Wilshere, I have it from the horse's mouth, great authority. Jack's now out for at least 3 months.
I'd say it's got to be longer.
That injury, right, and I'm not joking, I know, I've been told, someone very close to Jack's told me, that injury is between 18 months and 2 years old.
Al, how can you have played football over the
hairline
last 18
fracture,
months?
The
hairline
can.
Fracture of a bone.
You can.
Can you?
You can, but gradually it gets worse. And it's an absolute disgrace that they haven't picked up on that and sorted him out. It's a disgrace. He's devastated, Jack.
I mean,
that is not a new injury. That's an old injury from 18 months to 2 years.
Right. So quite seriously, you know, just to give the analogy, if you had a Wedgwood plate made in the potteries in Stoke, you know, which was our finest source of the industry in those days, and a little crack appeared on the edge of the plate, but you kept serving sandwiches on it, and then about 3 weeks later, somebody lifts the plate and the plate cracks in half, seriously, because the crack has gone right across the plate. Is that the same sort of thing with a bone?
Nothing to do with it.
Oh, I see.
Come on, get on with it. Wait,
right, please. So what we want to talk about really is why we are not doing it in Europe. The only team who did do it, though, and this is amazingly good...
Who play the Arsenal this weekend.
Yes, they do, and it's a lunchtime kickoff, 12:45. Mm-hmm. But, so Jose, now has Jose resurrected himself with his European results?
Not yet, but look, of the four teams, let's be honest, Chelsea had the easiest draw at home to Maccabi.
Yeah, but that could have been a bear trap.
Look, see, if you listen to me a couple of days ago, this will be Chelsea's turning point. They will hammer Maccabi and they will beat Arsenal.
I don't agree. I think Arsenal will win.
All right. Well, if you want to give me another bottle of wine, you're on. We'll have another bet. Right?
Arsenal will win.
No, they won't.
They will.
No, they won't. Chelsea will beat Arsenal. This will be their turning point.
No, Arsenal will win 2-1. This is Arsenal's turning point, believe me.
Anyway, Chelsea got the result. Arsenal, they're travelling back from Croatia. Their chins are on their chest. They've been gubbed 2-1. Mm. Giroud sent off. Mm. No Welbeck. No Wilshere. No.
If you look at the history of Arsenal over the last 10 years.
Against Chelsea. How well have they done against Chelsea?
Until the Charity Shield at the start of this season, Wenger had not beaten Jose.
Correct.
He'd not beaten Jose.
Correct.
But
are you so bold and bullshy that they're going to beat them at the bridge? You're in cuckoo land.
No, I have stats in my head, Al.
No, you don't. Your stats. Just give me the stats.
Hang on. My head's like a computer. I can remember
it's
things.
Like, at this moment, now, it looks like a pumpkin.
A pumpkin? That's a bit harsh, Al. I'm not going to say what your face looks like.
Well, I've been in Greece.
I'm not going to say you look
pasty
like...
Pasty face.
I'm not going to say you look like Belisha Beacon face or anything like that. You know what I mean? But
Look, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Chelsea will not lose to Arsenal.
Right, but what I'm
saying
is...
And it could kickstart Chelsea's season.
At the start of each season, Arsenal have a history of losing their first league game, sometimes at home. They did two seasons ago.
To Villa.
Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Shergar has been kidnapped.
Yeah. And... Oh, really? And this is insulting behaviour. And also, they have a history.
Hurry up, we've only got 22 minutes.
They have a history of losing their first game in the Champions League, and they've been playing in the Champions League for 17 consecutive seasons. That is a world record for any one manager.
But you just mentioned, and you admitted, if Mourinho or Fergie was in charge of Arsenal, they'd have won the Premier by now.
Or they'd have gone.
No, they'd have won it. They'd have won it by now.
They'd won it by now, or they'd be gone from the club.
Well, look, anyway, Manchester City, for me, that was diabolical.
How did they fail? Literally.
Well, they had chances. No Aguero. They had chances. But, you know, again, I would suggest too many foreign players. Mm. you know, in my day, we'd one or two. We'd Murin Tags and great players. We'd Ricky Villa, Osvaldo Ardiles at Spurs. Yeah. But the backbone, the spine, you do not lose your first game in Europe. And to lose at home to an in-and-out Juventus, who've lost a lot of their best players, was a shocker. Absolute shocker. And not City. I'm not sure. City are 1-2 odds on, right? I spoke to Coral this morning about it. They're odds on to qualify. I'm not sure that's going to happen. I think they might have blown it.
Well, how then do you marry up their league form, where they are clearly imperious in terms of in relation to anybody else, and their European form?
Because the Freeze in Europe. Why do they play a different game in Europe? I'm all for playing high tempo like you do every week in the Premier. You should carry that in to Premier League. From Premier League to Champions League. And also, I think England should play that way in internationals. Instead of thinking I'm playing for England here, it's an international. Yeah. I'll slow the game down. I think they should keep the tempo up and go for the juggler.
Not a bad view. Do you know what my view is? Because I've studied philosophy in the past, okay? I think Sorry, what are you sniggering about? Manchester City are trying to implant themselves into the, you know, the league of stellar European clubs, but they haven't got any history to be able to do that. They cannot be matched alongside Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Manchester United,
Juventus,
Liverpool even.
Juventus,
I totally agree. And they're trying to make out that we are a stellar. When I say stellar, do you know what stellar means, Al?
It's made in Leuven. It's a Belgian beer. It's 5%. It's blooming lovely.
Everything resorts to alcohol with you. Well, stellar means basically established, okay? And they're not an established European club.
Why didn't you say established?
Well, because I like to play
confuse
with the English
people.
Language because I'm
confuse
a...
Confuse people.
No, I went to a very good school, actually, unlike yourself, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. So it was to be honest, it was hugely disappointing. United, Eindhoven, what about Shaw? What about the injury? Now, I am telling you now, Porky, and I don't care what you say, in my day, that's what Bobby Robson would have said early on in the game, boys. If you get a chance, he's a good player. If you get the ball first and you go through him, good. Take the ball, go through the player.
I don't think he
but
did.
But those days have changed.
I don't think he did, Al.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He got the ball and then his left foot scissor kicked Shaw and caught him on his standing leg.
Yeah.
That's how he broke his leg.
Right. What I would say is, and I've seen it from like 20 different angles, right? I've been studying this because I'd like to study these things and observe and then forensically examine it. You know what I mean? What I would say is, honestly, that to me looked like a normal John Terry tackle. John Terry's job in life is to throw his body in front of the ball like the ball is a grenade that's about to blow up. And that's exactly what Hector Mourinho did, the PSV Eindhoven defender. He did. No,
he
the problem was...
He came in from the side, he got the ball, then his left leg followed through and caught Shaw on his standing leg.
But that was because Luke Shaw's standing leg.
You've been watching too many war films.
Luke
jumping on grenade.
Yeah,
I'll save the world. Yeah. Out of the way, boys. Yeah. I'll lie on it. Yeah. You've been watching Rambo.
No,
this was an old fashioned tackle.
Well, that's an analogy.
Which nowadays is reckless. It's not allowed.
I made an analogy.
Grenade!
All right. Well, what I'm saying is Luke Shaw's leg was planted to the ground because his studs were too long.
What's
your problem?
I'm going to help me cut the grass.
Normally speaking, when a defender slides in on an attacker, and you must know this from your own experience, your leg just moves as the force of the attacker's challenge comes in. His leg didn't move.
That doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You're standing on one leg.
Yeah.
Right? You're in the challenge comes in.
Mm.
Your left leg's off the ground. Your right is firmly planted.
Yeah.
And when he takes that, all your weight's on it, and that's how you get hurt.
Yeah. What do you think of the picture of his leg bent double? Do you think it should have been used on the back of newspapers?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I do as well.
Yeah.
Well, why did people object and say it was too horrific and it put you off your cornflakes? I don't know. That is what football's all about. Do you not agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was unfortunate.
Right.
Listen, he was unfortunate. If there's any good news about it, he's very young and he'll recover quickly. Mm. Whether he'll be the same player again, who knows? But let me tell you, this happens a lot. Because this was Champions League, because he plays for Man United, it's highlighted. Mm. It happens a lot lower down the leagues, and these guys are getting a few hundred quid a week, and we don't make a big song and dance about it.
He'll miss 2016 almost certainly, won't he? Because he can't be match fit for that, I wouldn't think.
It depends, because sometimes a ligament injury, you tear ankle ligaments or tear, especially in your knee, that can be a lot worse than a break. It depends if it's a clean break or not.
I tell you what's interesting, Al, your experience as a professional footballer, they wouldn't even move him and bring him home to Manchester, where the Manchester United wanted him back, until they'd operated him on a hotel in Belgium. Does that mean that the intricacy of the immediate operation...
Hotel where?
Hospital.
Yeah, but hospital where?
In Belgium.
In Belgium, really? Yeah. So they took him from Holland into Belgium?
No, they were playing PSV Eindhoven.
Yeah, and where's Eindhoven?
Oh, no, sorry, it's in Holland. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. And,
do you know what? There's got to be a better way.
No.
There's got to be a better way to spend half an hour.
Hey, listen, just listen to me. Just listen to me. I've got so many facts in my head. Now, what I'm saying to you is, right, so he had his...
I apologise on behalf of Porky.
Hang on. I was thinking about
Stella. You were thinking of Stella.
No, Phillips.
See, you've got Belgium in your head. Stella, Belgium.
Yeah. But Phillips, where's Phillips based then?
Phillips, Eindhoven. That's the home yet tube. It's the Phillips Stadium in Holland.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, so what I'm saying is they keep him there, right? And the initial. This is a very serious subject, by the way, which you're trying to make light of.
I'm not making light.
They give him.
I just don't understand why they took him over the border to operate.
The borders in Europe are open. That's why.
No, they're not. They're most certainly not at the moment. Have you not been watching the news?
Well, I know they've closed the one between Hungary and Serbia and Germany.
And Austria,
Austria's closed its borders.
Yeah, there's a fuel shop.
Yes, but that's a political issue. I'm talking about a football issue now. Borders in Europe between footballers open. Now, what I'm saying is they made the initial inquiry into the leg break and the initial operation in Holland. They wouldn't move him. How serious does that tell you that injury is?
No, I think it depends. Look, I'm not an expert in terms of injuries.
Yeah, you're definitely not an expert.
I have plenty of injuries in my time, Porky. Mm-hmm. But maybe they felt that maybe it was dangerous to move them. Maybe it was a circulation problem that if we don't deal with this, you could lose a leg.
See, I think that's really interesting. If a bone's broken and it goes to a right angle. All the blood vessels and all that.
How do you know it was a right angle? Are you an expert?
I saw the picture.
That could have been his shin pad, your tube.
No.
It could have been his shin pad.
No. I have x-ray eyes. You could see bone through the sock, honestly, almost. You know what I mean? It was like that. It was a shocking image. But it was an image I had to put on the back of the papers.
Anyway, move on.
Yeah,
move
all right. Now, what I want to say is, Chelsea and Arsenal's not the only game, of course, coming up this weekend, is it?
It's a massive game.
Well, of course, it's a massive game. I think Arsenal will win it. And I think that'll put Mourinho under more pressure. How fragile do you think the relationship is at the moment between Jose Mourinho and Chelsea Football Club?
Not a problem. None at all. Not a problem.
Must be some tension there.
There's not some tension. No, Jose's a winner. He's not used to losing and he's baffled. He's angry. Mm. Forget the physio and all that rubbish. Forget her. She's a glory seeker. Forget her.
Oh,
honestly.
Wow, that's a bit harsh.
She's a glory seeker. He's told her, sit down to tell you to go on. Honestly, forget it.
There's a bit harsh. But I mean, they are in the bottom third of the Premier League. They've had the worst start that any former champions ever had since Blackburn Rovers.
I will have a bet. How much have you got in your pocket right now?
£100.
I'll have a £100 bet with you to finish above Everton.
You think Chelsea will finish above Everton?
I know they will.
I'm giving this now to our producer in here.
Yeah,
£100. Right? Okay.
Right. No, so we have a bet.
Excuse me.
We have a bet.
Yeah, we have £100.
Right. Chelsea will finish above Everton.
Okay. I'm not saying that.
How much you got in your other pocket?
What do you mean?
Because I want more. I want more off you.
It's £100. You know, that's very generous. And I assume you'll give it to charity, by the way.
And by the way, you will be gobbed at the weekend as well, because Swansea will come back and beat you.
No, Swansea have gone into a little bit of a watershed dip. Have you not noticed?
No, they haven't. They lost 1-0 at the weekend. They'll come back and beat you.
Did you not see how good Everton were against Chelsea?
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
Because you want to get rid of Naismith to Norwich.
No.
And fortunately for you, Roberto Martinez, who knows a lot more about the game, said he's going nowhere.
Do you know what? I thought an £8 million offer for Naismith was actually incredibly, you know...
Oh, you wanted to drive him to East Anglia.
No. I think this proves how good Martinez is.
You were slagging him off a few weeks ago.
I've never slagged him off. I thought Roberto to reject that. I think that's brilliant.
There's two good games here.
Not a selling club, right? Cool.
Spurs, Crystal Palace. A lot of people think Palace will beat Tottenham, and Southampton, Man United is a good game.
Yeah,
Spurs. I fancy a draw there.
Spurs were very, very lucky, weren't they? Last minute winner.
And Defoe should have scored. Clean through, should have scored.
Yeah.
And by the way, just while we're talking about clean through, should have scored, that's Raheem Sterling's big problem. If I was him, or if I was his coach, I'd be keeping him back 20 minutes after training every day with a goalkeeper, one and ones. He misses too many.
But he dances. He doesn't run.
He misses too many.
He dances.
Well, he's not dancing the ball in the back of the net. He keeps missing.
Okay, so are you now going to give me some credit for my football knowledge? Because I said to you a month ago, I said, Raheem Sterling, 50 million quid to Manchester City, will not score five Premier League goals this season. Will not score
will.
Five.
He
no,
will.
He won't. No, he
will.
No, he won't. Will. How many has he scored so far?
I don't know, but he'll score.
One.
Well, then he's only got 40 goals.
Yeah,
of course
exactly.
he's going to get four.
Exactly, but he keeps missing.
Keep missing, but that means he'll still score more than five.
No, he won't, because...
He should be scoring on that side, the team he's playing for. He should be getting a dozen at least.
Al, you don't understand football like I do sometimes.
Okay.
You know, what I'm saying is...
There's another 100 quid trying to jump out your left pocket.
What I'm saying to you is that he will not be a regular first team starter if he keeps missing those chances you've just been talking about.
By the way, just a quick one.
Yes.
Just a quick one. It's the Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
Will you be attending any England games?
Well, I've had a few invitations, but I have a packed social calendar. I'm not sure I'll be
that
able
means,
to...
That means no, basically.
I'm sorry?
That means no.
What do you mean?
Well, why don't you go and see your Welsh boys? England-Wales, Twickenham. It's going to be a great game.
What's Wales got to do with me?
Well, you live in the Welsh border.
No.
You lived on the Welsh border, the Welsh side.
Can I just tell you this, Mr. Brazil? There is nobody more Anglo-Saxon English than me.
Look at you. You had a red beard with red hair.
Yeah.
And that was 17 years ago. Now you're grey. So now
silver.
You're saying you're English. Before you were redhead, you were Welsh.
No. I'm known as the Silver Fox these days for obvious reasons. You know, cunning and all that kind of stuff, you know. But what I want to say, I'm not going to discuss with you my English ancestry. There is nobody in the world who's got a lineage like me for Englishness going right back to Alfred the Great, honest to God. No problem at all.
Paddy. Paddy's an English name, is it? I don't think so.
It's actually a Welsh name. No. But there is no Welsh in my family. There's no Welsh in my family. Well, hang on. Excuse me. Your name, I think I could, you know, probably suggest, is a South American name.
But I don't disagree with that.
Brazil.
Spanish Armada, wrecked off the coast of Ireland, potato farm in Glasgow.
Yeah.
I hold my hands up. Yeah. I don't kid on, right? I know where I'm from. I know where my stock's from. That's what gives me the flair. South America.
Yeah.
If you're Welsh, you're Welsh. What's wrong with being Welsh?
Because I'm not Welsh, Al. I never
You just said
Welsh.
You got a Welsh name.
That's not my fault. It's not your fault. You've got a South American name, right?
Right, so we have a £100 bet.
Yep.
Chelsea, and it is for charity. Chelsea finish above Everton.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, what was the other bet we're going to have?
Well, you wanted another bet. You said get the £100 out of your left pocket.
Because Sterling will get five goals.
Yeah, okay.
So you've done 200 quid.
Right. Now, what about this as a real shocker? Can West Ham shock Manchester City this weekend in the late game at 5:30?
No.
City rocked by their failure in Europe. And West Ham, incidentally, moving up to fifth in the Premier League after three victories out of six. But the two they've lost were at home. They're away.
Leicester and Bournemouth.
Exactly. They're away again at Manchester City. Old Slaven Bilic, who was a fantastic centre-half for Everton, by the way, seems to know how to take his teams away and get 3 points. So,
do you want a bottle of wine on it?
On what?
On West Ham won't beat City.
I'm not saying they will. I'm asking you for your professional opinion about how close they might get to it.
I fancy 1-0 City. I think it'd be a good game.
Mm. Well, the thing is, I like about it, it's a 5:30 game, and I think there's a difference between playing...
Will you see it, 5:30?
Sorry?
Because you normally pop in the old Witherspoons at what time?
Sorry,
one?
What are you trying to insinuate
I'm
here?
I'm saying 4.5 hours on, will you be able to make out who's who?
So you're intimating I might have double vision by 5:30?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that because I think it's an outrageous slur.
Bring some more money next week, by the way, because time's up.
Time's up? All I wanted to say was this. Newcastle-Watford. Newcastle struggling like mad. Bottom of the Premier
1-0
League.
1-0 Newcastle.
I don't agree.
Really? Well, on the Selco predictor, I have a guess who got 165 points last week. Me.
Okay.
Up to fifth. You are third from bottom. I'll rest my case. Thank you, Porky. I've enjoyed it.
It's very harsh. To you by Audioboom.